We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right, Bogey and Wojo back and better than ever.
Oh.
Very excited to be here. I'm here till 10. Wojo's here till 8. So he gets to go home and enjoy, the entire Celtics-Cavs game. So I'm very jealous about that, but I'll keep my eye on it.
That's a big game, by the way.
As the night goes on. Yes, it is. And we do want to get to some NBA playoffs, of course, as the night does move forward, because apparently that's all Wojo ended up doing over the weekend when he was down in Florida.
Pretty much.
And it was just pouring all weekend long. The poor thing. I mean, just feel terrible for this guy. But, of course, the story of the day, and you know, obviously you heard the Valeni show hit on it after the Tigers were able to snap that five-game skid on their way back from Minnesota here for a weekend series at Comerica Park. And it is that the NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy. Now, this policy is going to require players to stand if they're on the field during the performance, but it also allows players the option to potentially remain in the locker room if they actually do, you know, prefer that. So there are a couple of different paths and a couple of different, you know, avenues that you can take. I want to read you a little bit more just so everyone has a clear understanding if you are just kind of, you know, catching up on this. The policy subjects teams to a fine if a player or any other team personnel do not show respect for the anthem. That includes an attempt to sit or kneel. And of course, you know, you had plenty of players doing that last season. Roger Goodell ended up sending out the following statement, quote, "We want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something we think we owe, but we were also very sensitive to give players choices." And look, this is in addition to the NFL coming to an agreement on a 7-year, $90 million plan, you know, to end up essentially providing financial, you know, support and financial aid for various causes that players are, you know, trying to get behind, right? Clearly, right? And I know on the surface, it looks like not enough from a financial standpoint. These NFL teams are making money hand over the fist. These, you know, billionaire owners, I get people are going to be outraged that it's not enough that the NFL is actually trying to do. But as far as the anthem policy is actually concerned, I guess it can be as simple as this. Does this solve the issue or not? And the phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text, of course, is at 97136. And for me, I don't think it necessarily solves the issue, but am I a bad guy? Woj, we talked about this at length, okay? We got to the point where, gosh, we didn't want to have to talk about the anthem stuff. We understand what our job is, but I read this policy and I look at what the NFL is trying to do. Is it wrong that I'm glad that we could potentially be headed at least towards not having this constant every single week, you know, outcry about which players were kneeling, which players were standing, what were they standing for, what were they, you know, not standing for? I do want to get back to football.
Oh, I agree.
And that's not me being insensitive to what is going on. I think there are great causes and discussions that have gone on over the last couple of years based on what the players have been protesting. But at the end of the day, I do want to be able to watch football. And clearly the NFL's fan base and their viewership cannot understand or do not want to understand why these players are potentially taking a knee. So I don't think the NFL had much of a choice but to go out there and try to get their hands on it and try to at least fix it.
Well, I suppose, except from this standpoint, I think neither side, the players nor the owners, think it's as big of a deal as it was before. Late in the season, there were very few players that were kneeling.
True.
The owners had come out and linked arms at one point. It seemed like it was on its way to some sort of resolution. We heard from all the, you know, Lions, Golden Tate, and Glover Quinn, and they wanted, it seems like both sides want to make it work, but the outside people will not let it work. Like the people that are, there will be people that'll say, wait, I see 8 players didn't come out for the anthem. Mm-hmm. That's as good, the same as kneeling. They wouldn't come out for the anthem. They'll count up who's not standing on the sideline. And then the other side, the opposite side, will say, this is ridiculous. What is wrong with kneeling? This is going too far. So there is no easy solution in my mind. No. But in this case, I think the NFL screwed up because it's going to probably just aggravate both sides. Already the Players Association, the union, has come out and said, we're disappointed. We weren't even consulted on this. It doesn't have to be collectively bargained, but we should have been consulted. A lot of our constituents talk about it. And then on the other side, the owners, there will be some people say, oh, so now instead of kneeling, you just get to completely ignore it. That's like turning your back on the anthem. I can see both sides thinking it's not enough, and it's never enough. It's never going to be enough, because one more time, and I'll say it, it's such a stupid little thing to be arguing over. Not police brutality, that's important, but the logistics of how people want to protest. I think it's unbelievable that this has gone on this far when it has already served a purpose. There's been a lot more awareness brought about it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people have. And here's my suggestion for athletes, the athlete side, who say we should be allowed to. Absolutely. The NFL side is, well, you're costing us business. You're part of our business. And that has been proven true. They are causing business. Here's it costing business. Here's one of my solutions. Do what LeBron James does. LeBron James periodically turns over his Instagram or Twitter account.
I see
account
that every single day. It's
that
very
has
cool.
Like, what,
yep.
3 million to a social justice cause. Here, you have the forum. Mm-hmm. Use my, goes out to 3 million people. That's bringing awareness to something, right? Without damaging a business. Why can't people think, and I give LeBron James credit, creatively like that without damaging the business? That's my point.
Not to mention, I mean, at this point, is it safe to say that the entire country, like, we are a football country, right? It's safe to say that you mention anthem, you mention kneeling, you mention protest, you mention social justice, whatever it might be, everyone understands what is going on in the NFL, right? Is that fair to assume? I mean, what, at least more than half of the country, I get there's some portion of the country that isn't going to be involved in football or sports, but what, 50-50 split, people that are tuning in to watch the Super Bowl, there's a good understanding of what is going on and what the narrative is.
Although
and what the story is.
Some people claim
been.
They don't. How many times do you hear people, I still don't even know what they're
Fair
protesting
enough.
Anymore.
No, people
Which is just
don't
being
want
ignorant.
To acknowledge
right,
that
ignorant.
They don't understand it, because they feel like then they're, you know,
they're
acknowledging
diminishing it.
Exactly.
They're saying how stupid it is.
Exactly. So they've created, you know, an even bigger platform. They have created a voice. All of these NFL players, white, black, you know, whomever they may be, we all understand what the argument is and what the fight actually is. And now you're starting to see these players, like, people don't like him, I don't really care, Colin Kaepernick going into his community and donating, you know, $1 million, $100,000, you know, every month for 12 months or whatever it actually was, and getting other people to donate money. You've seen it go outside of an NFL stadium and an NFL sideline, NFL locker room, and go into the communities and these individual players and where they come from, and try to utilize their resources and platform and money to upgrade things and make things better for the
or
youth that are out there.
Go back to the very core, the very issue that began it all, police brutality. Mm-hmm. $90 million spread over 7 years. Can't that be put into financing body cameras for every police force in the country? Body cameras, sensitivity training, all sorts of training.
Well, more needs to be put into that if they're
okay,
going to do that, but yes.
But I mean, if that's the crux of it, right? That's where it began. And sometimes I wonder, in all the noise and all the other social issues that come out of it, people lose sight of where it began and where it still needs to be worked upon.
Real quick ticket text here, 97136. We pride ourselves on being as accurate as possible. LeBron James has 37.5 million Instagram followers, not 3 million. Woj.
Oh, so. I swear to God, I think I saw 3.7 million. And it's 37.5 million.
It's all about accuracy, okay?
And that's a great forum. That is a great forum for him to allow people to use.
Could you imagine if LeBron only had 3 million followers on Instagram? No way.
A mere pittance.
I know. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Again, the NFL has a new policy on, you know, the national anthem. Players have to stand if they're on the field during the performance. But they also have the option to just stay in the locker room if that's what they ultimately prefer. Does this solve the issue? And honestly, am I a bad guy for just being honest with you and saying, I do want this aspect of it, this portion of it, to go away? I want to be able to talk football.
I do
football
too, but
and
I, don't think this will, I don't think this will make it go away.
Maybe not. Spoken Wojo, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.